So it seems the more that we as a nation, as a state, as a community, in our own homes, the more we talk about obesity and talk about the need to eat smart and work out, the worse our obesity rates are getting. It's estimated a full 50% of Michiganders will be obese by 2030. Shape Michigan is a statewide effort to seek out answers to Michigan's obesity crisis. The second Shape Michigan event happened over the weekend at Grand Rapids. Dr. Tom Peterson led discussions about obesity at the event. He's the Executive Director of Quality, Safety, and Community Health at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital, and he joins us now from Grand Rapids. Dr. Peterson, as a pediatrician for the last 20 years or so, you've pretty much been right on the front line in the state's war on obesity. Those young patients are the ones who could grow up to be obese adults. So why has it been so hard to reverse our state's obesity rate?
Well, I think the obesity thing, one thing about it is it's a new phenomenon. You know, it's really only been designated as an epidemic since the late 70s and 80s in this country. So if you look at it historically, it's very, very, very new. I worked in the tobacco control area for the last 35 years, and that is a phenomenon we've worked on for 100 years and really started having the major effects in cutting smoking rates and so on in the last maybe 10 years. So it takes time. We don't have as much time, I think, with this problem. But it's a multitude of problems. It's an environmental problem. It's a society problem. Every aspect of society has to be involved in the process, which is very difficult to do sometimes. We don't have healthcare systems set up to manage it the way it should be because it's a new thing. When healthcare was set up, we didn't have the obesity problem. So it's very difficult to get everybody together under one roof to really drive the improvements.
But am I wrong in that observation that I made at the beginning of our interview, that the more we all focus on and obsess on what we eat and working out and the need for exercise, the fatter we're getting? So because it's not a secret, we need to do these things. And we've been talking about them for decades.
You know, we've talked about quitting smoking since like the 1950s. So there comes a time, I think, when it almost hits a tipping point. It's unfortunate in our society that things, if they don't have immediate effects or immediate dramatic effects, we don't respond to them right away. But I think, you know, as City of Michigan, you can say, well, we were 10th in the nation last year, and now we're 5th in the nation. So, you know, if we want to have a call to action any place in the country, the state of Michigan should be one because we are one of the worst in the country with obesity rates, and our rates are going up and up and up every year. I think one thing that we've learned, which is very exciting to me in the last few months, is that local communities can really have a significant effect on this problem.
How so?
Well, what we've seen for the first time ever in 2012, where local communities such as New York City and Philadelphia have actually decreased their rates of childhood obesity from their efforts over the previous 5 to 6 to 7 years. And what it does is it shows that a local community, if it has the right leadership, can really drive and bring together the right sectors to do everything. So if you look this up under the New York City piece that you can Google, you'll see that it was the schools involved and they had policy changes. And then the city was involved where it put the produce in the green carts all over the city so you had access. And they changed the access for biking throughout the city. Government involvement. And there was physician. They had health care and hospital involvement. So they included all the components and drove it in a very coordinated way. And there were positive results for the first time ever that we've seen.
Dr. Tom Peterson is talking with us today on Stateside. He's the Executive Director of Quality, Safety, and Community Health at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital, talking about obesity in Michigan and what it will take to reverse our rate of obesity. So you say we're 5th in the nation. What is it about our state? Why is it, do you think, Dr. Peterson, that we're so fat?
It's tough to say because people could say, well, the thinnest state is Colorado and everybody's out there biking and hiking, or they have better weather. And then you say, well, but Minnesota is a very thin state and they're colder than we are. Hmm. So I think it has a lot to do with our culture, our societies. It has a lot to do with, I think, how our states have been led or not led in these areas. We have very poor controls of our schools with phys ed in the state of Michigan, one of the worst in the country. Of our requirements for phys ed, you know, every day or activity every day, for we don't have that. There's statewide policies that could be brought into this. I think our healthcare systems have done some things, but they could do much more. We have a pretty sedentary component to this state, but we also, if you look at it, our children, the childhood obesity rates in Michigan are not as bad as the adults. So the adults are fifth, and the kids are about in the 20s. We're about in the middle. So we're not as bad as some of the other states in the childhood obesity area. So hopefully that's a sign of what's to come as they grow up.
Yeah, that they will carry that through. And right. Sounds like really a lot of it is the front line is in the schools and in probably in offices of pediatricians across Michigan.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, there could be some very basic things done that I think would have profound impacts. I think, like I mentioned, some of the changes you do with city structures and so on, so people have access to activities. But if you look at schools, if we could just make our schools, you know, 150 minutes a week or so, that's what they did in New York, that they had to be active 30 minutes a day. And that was a policy that every school had to do. Our kids have better MEEP scores and better academics when they're more active, and we know that. That would be a huge piece. And then another one from our provider side, if doctors became more engaged with the child obesity efforts. You know, we've only had guidelines out for this for 5 years in the pediatric world, so it's a very new thing. So doctors who've been out for 20 years might not know how to manage this very well. Resources, where do they send the kids when they have problems? The way you manage this over time, it's a process. It's not a cure that we get from a surgery or a pill. Engagement of the families, you know. So, but there's some very evidence-based messages we can give. You know, if you have 5 fruits and vegetables a day, there's evidence to that. If you have as many home-cooked meals a week as you can get at home, there's less calories that you take in. If you have breakfast every day of the week, you're less likely to be obese as a child. You know, if the parents are active, the kids are 6 times more likely to be active. You know, so we have, if you have more than 8 hours of sleep a day, the kids are less likely to be obese. So there's some very direct messages that doctors can give, health plans can give, parents can give, schools can give, et cetera, that I think could have big impacts if we do this collectively as a community.
Those are very doable suggestions that you give. And it isn't a matter of cost or spending money on things. It's a matter of changing the way you think about approaching activity and eating.
Absolutely. What the doctors or the schools have to understand is it's goal setting. And this is a new way that we have to manage a problem with in healthcare. Is it's not that we're going to cure them with an antibiotic. We have to set goals. If they go to a fast food restaurant 5 days a week, well, we might want to get them down to 2 days a week. I mean, it's a process that they have to do over 3 months and 6 months and 9 months. And our healthcare system's not very good at that. They don't pay for that. They don't reimburse for that. They don't train in that very well. That's not how our doctors are trained. So it's a tough thing to get into their psyche to do this.
Dr. Tom Peterson is with the Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids. He took part in the Shape Michigan event this past weekend. We've put a link to Shape Michigan on our website at michiganradio.org. You can check out events and resources in your corner of Michigan.